The truth. If Jesus is all we want, he will be all we really need. If a man were to trade everything he owns for him, this would be a wise exchange. Think about it. It's only natural to believe that making more money is your ultimate goal. Does this describe you? Do you believe that having more money will make you happier? Why is this fallacious thinking? 27. How I spend my time is my business. The other day, I saw a time management chart online. From this, I summarized the way I imagined how the average man spends his hours each week. Here are the assumptions I made for the 168 hours you and I have. See how this squares with how you spend your time. 40, working, the average work week. 7.5, commuting to and from work, 1.5 hours per day. 14, eating or preparing meals, 2 hours per day. 56, sleeping, assuming 8 hours per night. 7, various other activities, 1 hour per day housekeeping, other jobs to be done, taking children to school, etc. 124.5 total. This leaves 43.5 hours per week unspoken for. So, let's add 7 hours for showers and getting dressed, 7 hours of personal Bible study and prayer, 3 hours for church, worshiping, coming and going, 4 hours for reading, 4 hours for conversation with my wife and kids, and 2 hours for lovemaking. That totals 27 hours, which still leaves 16.5 hours unspoken for. In other words, I have about a full day per week of free time. So, what do I do with this spare day each week? And why does it matter? The French Impressionist painter Paul Gauguin, 1848-1903, was known as a renegade within the artist community of his day. Among his most famous oil paintings was a treatment depicting man's journey from birth to the grave. Instead of just signing this painting, as was his usual practice, Gauguin wrote 3 short questions in French. Where do we come from? What are we? Where are we going? The painter died in his 50s as a result of living a life of excess. It appears that he went to his own grave with these questions unanswered. In contrast, here's what God's Word says about living and dying. None of us lives to himself, and none of us dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Romans chapter 14, verses 7 through 8. The New City Catechism asks, what is our only hope in life and death? The answer follows, that we are not our own, but belong, body and soul, both in life and death, to God and to our Savior, Jesus Christ. One of the things that marks men like you and me, men who hold to a Christian worldview, is the way we view the passing of time and ordering of the events of life. To think Christianly is to affirm, "My times, O God, are in your hands." Stewards of Time.